You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 237, Constantine and the Catholic Church. Today's challenge: the Catholic Church was created by the Emperor Constantine when he made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire. Today's defense: both of these claims are false. Although Constantine is often credited with being the first Christian emperor, he didn't make Christianity the official religion. What he did, together with his colleague and rival Licinius, was issue the Edict of Milan in AD 313, which proclaimed religious toleration for Christianity among the other religions in the empire. He also didn't create the Catholic Church, which already existed in his day. Indeed, it had already been known by that name for more than 200 years. Thus, writing around AD 110, St. Ignatius of Antioch stated, "Wherever the bishop shall appear, let the multitude also be, even as, wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church." Letter to the Smyrnaeans, 8. The fact Ignatius introduces the phrase Catholic Church without stopping to explain it indicates it was already in use, and he could expect people in the distant Church of Smyrna to understand what it meant. This wide circulation, therefore, must have begun in the second half of the first century. The meaning of the Greek word for Catholic, Catholicos, is universal, from the roots katahalos, meaning according to the whole. It was introduced as a way of identifying the universal church established by Christ, Matthew 16:18, as distinct from local congregations. Historian J.D. Kelly writes, "Very quickly, however, in the latter half of the second century at latest, we find it conveying the suggestion that the Catholic is the true church as distinct from the heretical congregations." J.N.D. Kelly, Early Christian Doctrines, 5th edition, page 190. The Catholic Church was thus simply the common way of referring to the original universal church established by Christ, not Constantine. Those who make this objection frequently claim that at the time of Constantine, various doctrinal changes were introduced that are characteristic of the Catholic Church and that separate it from apostolic Christianity. However, no doctrinal changes were introduced. Even the definition of the divinity of Christ, which occurred during Constantine's reign at the First Council of Nicaea in AD 325, was an affirmation of previous church teaching. Tip: on the doctrinal continuity of the Catholic Church from the first century onward, see my book, The Fathers Know Best.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.